When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Listening Time Podcast. Hey everybody, this is Connor, and you're listening to episode 145 of the Listening Time Podcast. Thank you all for listening. I hope you're doing well, and I hope that you're enjoying practicing your English listening with all of these episodes. I hope that this podcast has been a useful resource for your English learning. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about a topic that I really like, but for some people, it might not be the best one, and that is time management. So for some people, time management is really hard, and for other people, this is easy, and they're naturally good at managing their time. I would say that in general, I can manage my time pretty well. However, I have some weaknesses as well. So in this episode, I want to talk in general about some different areas in our lives that require time management. And I'll also talk a little bit about me personally, about a few areas in which I'm really strong, I'm good at time management, and a few areas in which I'm not so good at managing my time. I want to talk about my strengths and my weaknesses, because I have both. So I hope this episode will be interesting for you. And before we start, as always, I want to remind you that if you want my advanced episodes in which I speak fast, then make sure to join my membership and become a Listening Time family member. The link is down below in the episode description. And if you want to practice with real conversations in which I speak to other native speakers about different topics, and you want to practice understanding two people talking, then make sure to sign up for my US Conversations podcast. The link is also in the episode description down below, and you have the transcript for this episode down there as well. And as always, please share this podcast with anyone else you know who's learning English. And please give it a 5-star rating on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and write a review if you can. All right, let's get started.
Are your ears ready? You know what time it is. It's listening time.
Okay, let's talk about time management. I'm going to talk about some different areas in which I'm pretty good at managing my time. I'll start with my strengths, and then after that, I'll talk about a few areas in which I'm not so good at managing my time. So I'll end with my weaknesses. You'll get the full picture here, my strengths and my weaknesses. So let's start with my strengths. Well, one of the areas of life, or one of the situations, I should say, in which I manage my time well is being punctual, arriving on time to different things. So when it comes to being punctual, there are two types of people, really. I think everyone falls into one of these two categories. There are different levels and extremes within these two categories, but I think in general, everyone is either a person who views punctuality as important. They actually value punctuality. By the way, being punctual just means being on time. So some people value being on time. They value punctuality. And other people don't value punctuality. I don't think many people would say that they don't think this is important. They probably don't say it so clearly like that. But in reality, they don't value this, and their actions show it, right? So for me, for example, I'm a punctual person, and I don't see arriving on time as a choice. I don't view it as a choice that I have. I view it as an obligation. I have no choice. Of course I arrive on time. So that's my mentality. Other people might have a different mentality. They might view being punctual as a choice. And these would be people that don't necessarily value punctuality as much as other people. And I'm not criticizing here. I'm just trying to talk about this topic in general from my point of view. And so don't think that I'm criticizing anyone here. Trust me, I'm going to talk about my weaknesses later on. So I'm not trying to say that I'm great at these things. No, I'm just talking about my strengths and weaknesses. And one of them is that I'm pretty punctual, whereas other people might not be so punctual because they give themselves the choice. They say, I could arrive on time, but I can just arrive 10 minutes late and it makes no difference, right? And you might be one of these people, and it might be because this is the culture where you live. In some places, this is normal. This is what is more acceptable, even. You might not want to arrive on time to a birthday party because that might be seen as a little inappropriate, like you're supposed to arrive late. I've had that experience before where I arrived on time to a birthday party and I was the only one there and the host wasn't even there. The host is the person who's throwing the party, right? So I've had that experience before. I know that in some cultures, this is normal, right? So again, I'm just talking in general. I'm not criticizing here, but some people are punctual, some people aren't, and some people try to be punctual, but sometimes they fail, sometimes they succeed. They're kind of inconsistent. And I think that people like this that want to be on time, they try, but they fail a lot. I think that what could help is if they start to view it as an obligation and don't see it as a choice. If they don't see any other alternative, then it's just what they have to do, right? That's what works for me. And another area of life in which it's important to have some time management, and I think I'm pretty strong in this area, is finishing work on time. So again, for me, I view it as something that is not a choice. It's an obligation. I don't have a choice. I don't have the option of not finishing my work on time. I have to do it. So I was thinking about this, and it reminded me of a conversation I had with a student of mine a while ago. This student asked me about how I am able to do all of my work on time, especially considering that I don't have a boss. I work independently. And I told her that I don't have a choice, and the way that I ensure that I don't have a choice is by creating deadlines for myself. And if you're part of my membership, you know that I release certain content on certain days of the month, right? On the first day of the month, I release a new listening practice seminar. And on the 15th day of the month, I release a bonus podcast episode. And if you're a family member or a VIP in my membership, then there's a lot more, right? There are two advanced episodes, one on the 5th day of the month, one on the 20th day of the month, and there's the sound training video, and there's the Q&A every week. There are a lot of things that I have to publish, I have to upload, and I'm committed to doing those things on certain days of the month, so I have no choice. Everyone is expecting a new listening practice seminar on the first day of the month, so I have no choice. I have to upload one. So I give myself these deadlines. I promise that certain content will be available on certain days, and that's what I do, right? So this is an example of how deadlines really help me finish my work on time. And I don't procrastinate. I just try to do things every day and work for the same amount of time every day. So that helps as well, because I try not to procrastinate. And one other area in which I'm pretty good at managing my time is during my downtime. Your downtime refers to the time that you have in which you're not really working. You don't need to be doing something, right? So a lot of people view their downtime as time to just do nothing, or maybe to watch TV series or use social media, things like that. And that's great. There's nothing wrong with that, obviously, because it's your downtime. However, for me, I really like to use my downtime to do certain productive things that I really want to do, but it's hard to find time to do them, right? Things related to language learning, for example, or things like reading and stuff like that. So instead of using social media or watching Netflix or whatever during my downtime, I tend to do language learning or do some reading, even if it's just for 10 minutes or 15 minutes or whatever. So that's not something you have to do. You don't need to use your downtime for productive things. And I think that for many people, it might even be negative to try to use their downtime for productive things, because most people need time to just not be productive and just, you know, watch something, be on social media. I completely agree with that. However, my personality is a little bit strange. I'm a little bit different. And I like to use my downtime for things like language learning and reading and things like that. But I don't think that that's normal for most people. And I don't recommend that you all do that, unless you want to, then I recommend it, of course. All right, let's talk about my weaknesses. I know you want to hear about the areas in which I'm not so good in. So one of the areas in which I need to get better at managing my time is regarding sleep. So I definitely have room for improvement here. The phrase room for improvement means that you have the ability to improve because you're not really good yet. So I have some room for improvement in this area. In my mind, I have a fixed bedtime. The word fixed in this case means that this bedtime is set. This is something that I'm supposed to observe as being my bedtime. It's my fixed bedtime. And in my mind, it's pretty strict. Okay, I need to go to bed at this time. However, in reality, I allow for more flexibility than that. I think that my bedtime is 10 p.m. However, in reality, I often find myself awake after that time and still reading something or still language learning or whatever. And I'm supposed to be sleeping, but I'm not. So sometimes I wake up in the morning and I feel like I didn't get enough sleep, and it's my own fault because I didn't manage my time wisely. I didn't stick to my schedule, and so I got less sleep than I should have gotten. So this is something that a lot of you can probably identify with. You want to go to bed at a certain time, and maybe you're like me and you actually have the idea that this is your bedtime. It's strict in your mind, but in practice, you don't actually follow this schedule. And so this is something that I need to improve. And if I get better at it, I'm sure that my life will be better as a result, because I'll feel better in the morning. And another area in which I'm weak, I'm not good at managing my time, is when it comes to monthly planning. When it comes to planning out my month and knowing what I'm supposed to be doing on which day, and keeping track of all of my appointments and that kind of stuff, I'm not good at this. By the way, we can use the phrase keep track of to say that you are aware of what is happening, you're following it, and you know that it's happening. You're keeping track of it. So I've always resisted using a planner. I don't know why, but I've always had trouble accepting this idea that I should use a planner. And I think that I can just keep all of these dates and times organized in my own mind. But in reality, I can't. I forget certain things that I'm supposed to do on certain days because I didn't write them down and I don't have a planner. And this happens to me, and I have to try to remember, oh, I think I was supposed to do something, but I can't remember what it was. And I have that problem because I don't plan my month well. And I just recently bought a whiteboard calendar that I can write on with a marker and erase. And this is the first time that I've tried to use a planner, like a monthly planner thing. And I'm still learning to use it, and I'm still bad at it. I've tried to write down things that I need to remember, and it's helped a little bit. However, I still have the tendency to just ignore my planner. I don't know why that is. So this is something that I really need to get better at. I know a lot of other people, they keep a very organized and neat monthly planner, and that's awesome. By the way, the word neat refers to something that is clean and tidy. It's organized, right? So if you're able to do that, congratulations, because I'm not on that level yet, but I hope that I can do that in the future. I'm practicing it now with my monthly planning. So that's something that I'm definitely weak at, but I hope to improve. And one other area in which I am weak and I don't manage my time well is when estimating how much I can do during a certain time period. Let me explain. Because I'm generally pretty efficient with my time, as I mentioned, I like to be really productive and have deadlines and be punctual, and all that is good, obviously, but I also have the tendency of overestimating what I can do with my time, because in my mind, I'm punctual, efficient, productive, all those things. So I think I can do a lot of stuff, but in reality, I end up overestimating what I'm capable of. And so I'm trying to do too much. And honestly, I've experienced that a lot recently. Now I feel like that currently and in the past few months or so. And it's something that I need to change, because I'm overestimating what I can do with my time, and it's causing me to do too much and to be stressed out because I expect to do more than I'm capable of doing. And this is something that can really affect you and affect your mood and frustrate you if you don't accurately estimate how much you can do, right? I'm very bad at this. I think I can do a ton of things, but in reality, I can't do that many things because there are only 24 hours in the day. So other people are much more honest with themselves about what they're able to do, what they're not able to do, and they're better than me at this. I have a lot of room for improvement, and I'm not saying it's a terrible thing. It's not terrible of me that I overestimate what I can do, but it isn't healthy, right? It's not healthy to think you can do five things when in reality there's only enough time for three things. So this is something I need to change, and if I can get better at this, then I think that my stress level will decrease, and I think that I'll enjoy my time more, because I won't always feel like my time is running out. I don't have enough time because I need to do all of these things. That's not fun. So I hope that with time I can improve in this area. and that will have benefits for me in different forms, I hope. So those were some of my weaknesses, and you can see that even though I'm someone who is generally considered to be pretty good at managing my time, I still have a lot of weaknesses. So there are still a lot of things that I need to improve in this regard. So I hope I can do that. And I hope this episode was interesting for you and that it was good practice for your listening. Remember that if you feel ready to practice with my advanced podcast episodes, then make sure to become a Listening Time family member. The link is down below in the episode description. That's patreon.com/listeningtime. And if you feel ready to practice listening to conversations that I have with other English teachers from around the United States, then sign up for my US Conversations podcast. The link is also in the description down below. That's patreon.com/US Conversations. And please give this podcast a 5-star rating and write a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and share it with any English learners that you know. All right. Thank you for listening to this episode, and I'll talk to you on the next episode of Listening Time. Before we continue, let me tell you about our sponsor, Rosetta Stone. As you all know, learning a language is challenging. Well, Rosetta Stone is a great tool that can help you with this challenge so you can improve your English or learn any of the other 25 languages that it offers. Rosetta Stone has helped millions of people learn foreign languages over the last 30 years. The idea behind Rosetta Stone is to provide you with a more natural and intuitive language learning method compared to other types of courses. Instead of focusing on tests, drills, or boring memorization, Rosetta Stone helps you develop your language skills naturally, using interesting stories, dialogues, and visuals. In this way, you'll learn the language a little more like a child learns their first language, not just by memorizing things, but through engaging exposure to the language. Rosetta Stone is also convenient to use because of the flexibility of its lessons. They're full of helpful content, but they're also pretty short, and you can do them whenever you have the time. This will help you work them into your schedule more easily. And one other cool feature that Rosetta Stone has is its speech recognition tool called True Accent. It can detect the differences between your pronunciation and a native speaker's pronunciation, so it can give you feedback on how you're pronouncing words and help you improve. As you can see, Rosetta Stone is a language learning tool with a ton of value. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Listening Time listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/listeningtime today.
Hola, buenos días, mi pana.
Buenos días, bienvenido a Sherwin-Williams.
¡Ey! ¿Qué onda, compadre?
¿Qué onda? Ya tengo lista la pintura que ordenaste en el Pro Plus App.
Con más de 6,000 representantes en nuestras tiendas listos para atenderte en tu idioma y beneficios para contratistas que encontrarás en aliadopro.com. En Sherwin-Williams somos el aliado del Pro.